Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass Series 2019. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and together with our founder, Sharina Mayani, we are bringing you experts who are going to help you master your energy, time, and mindset around money so that you can create an epic life and business. I'm super excited to bring you our guest today. We were just talking about how it doesn't always have to be super hard work just to have your business succeed. Mel McSherry is an international business development coach and speaker. She predominantly works with women business owners who are exhausted and overwhelmed by what they think they need to do in order to be successful. She helps them slash their stress by showing them how to prioritize their profits, their time, and themselves correctly so they can create money, the business, and the life they want fast. As an entrepreneur since 2010, Mel has launched two successful businesses, tripled her annual income, become an Amazon best-selling author, and created a true life by design, all the while raising a 7-year-old son. She has worked with thousands of people, helping them get crystal clear on what they want and prioritizing the time they have so that they can create the success they desire as well as the free time to enjoy it. Mel has had the privilege of facilitating her prioritization workshop and sharing her steps to success in Chicago and internationally at companies and events, including 1871, Career Builder, Women Tech Makers at GDG, Chai WitCon, Elevate Women's Network, MNG in Donegal County, Ireland, and Creative Women's Company, as well as on several podcasts, including Lean the F Out, Live for Yourself, and Benjamin Ritter, and The Brave Entrepreneur with Jenna Rodriguez. You can also read more about her journey in the Spotlight articles in Voyage Chicago magazine. Additionally, she volunteers her time to mentor fellow entrepreneurs in the renowned tech hub 1871, as well as hashtag MSTEC in Chicago, Illinois. Welcome, Mel. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Diane. I'm excited to be here.
So I'm so super excited. We were talking about how you were going to give us a real simple way to prioritize what we as business owners get to do to create prosperity in our lives and get the money flowing.
Exactly. And to, you know, piggyback off of what you started with, it really is something that is super simple, and it's simple for a reason. And it's definitely, you know, it doesn't have to be hard. We're not reinventing the wheel here. There are things that I am going to talk about that I'm sure you and the others who are watching this have heard before, but we tend to just try to make it so hard. And I really love to just break it down to where you can create a consistent daily routine that is customized to you, your goals, so you can truly create the business, the money, and the life that you want in the time that you have.
Great. So let's do it. I'd love to jump right in.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to do some slides. I'm going to quickly share my screen and get this started. So as you have heard, my name is Mel McSherry, and I am an international business development coach and speaker, and I am crazy excited to be here and share with you something that has been completely game changing in my career and in my life. And one of my favorite things to do is to pay it forward to other amazing entrepreneurs and business owners like yourself. So how many of you right now are going to bed exhausted, overwhelmed, and noticing that your bank account hasn't moved a penny forward?
Yeah, right.
Well, that's exactly where I was 4 years ago. I was building my two businesses. I was a part-time virtual administrator for a company in Dallas, Texas. I had a 3.5-year-old running around, and I was in the beginning stages of my divorce. So needless to say, my plate was rather full. And I laugh when I say I was building two businesses at the time, because in all honesty, I was building nothing but stress, debts, and a bad attitude. Because I was putting everybody else's needs and priorities first. I was putting my clients' needs first because I wanted them to be successful. I put the VA company's needs first because I wanted to feel validated that I was worthy of this job. I was putting my son's needs first because I was just honestly trying to keep him alive. But at the end of the day, I was doing absolutely nothing for myself. And I can remember going to bed, just being so tired from only sleeping 3 hours and going nonstop all day. And having this horrific realization that I had done absolutely nothing for myself. And that all started to shift when I took one small step. And you're going to see this theme throughout this entire presentation, that this is simple. This is just merely taking your actions and your goals step by step. And my first step was actually telling my client no. Scary word. Right? Yeah, that's super scary. I had my entire day scheduled out and my VA client had messaged me and wanted me to completely disrupt my day and work on a project that he thought needed to be done by the end of the day. Now, I knew I could have this project done by the end of the day tomorrow and we would still be ahead of the deadline. And the old me would have been like, well, I don't want him to get mad. I don't want him to think I'm not worthy. So I would have, you know, completely shifted my day. I would have slept 3 hours instead of four. I would have skipped lunch. I would have, you know, done all these other things for other people. This is sounding familiar, right? Like just all of a sudden putting everybody's needs before mine. But I've realized in a small moment that if I wanted anything to change for myself, I needed to make that request. I needed to get crystal clear on what I wanted and I needed to ask for that. And instead of rearranging my day, I messaged him quite simply and just said, you know what, my day is completely booked. I will have this done by end of day tomorrow, which will still keep us ahead of time, you know, in this project. And I hit send. And then I wanted to throw up because I thought I knew how he was going to react. I thought he was going to fire me. I thought he was going to think how, you know, I wasn't capable of this job. All of these things, right? Like we build this monster in our head just so quickly within ourselves. And within this probably 0.3 seconds of me having this internal war, he messaged me back and just went, sounds great. See you tomorrow. And that's when I knew. That's when I knew that in order to create the business, the money, and the life that I wanted, I had to take those steps. I had to get crystal clear on it and ask for what I needed and put into action a routine that will continue to reflect that and build that. And since that one small step 4 years ago, as you've heard, my business has just completely exploded. I've been able to travel internationally. I've tripled my annual income. I'm meeting amazing people every single day and helping them do the exact same thing. How many of you right now are super excited to have a simple plan of action that will guarantee that you will go to bed every single night successful, fulfilled, and profitable?
Me.
Ready? Yeah, let's get started.
Let's do it.
All of this comes together in one simple 5-point profit priority plan. Really that simple, you guys. I swear, I'm not going to bait and switch you. Like, if this is really the basics, this is the base of how I've built my entire business.
Wow.
It's true. And it all starts with this not so simple question, but I'm going to break it down for you. Ready? What do I want? This can be a pretty overwhelming question, which is why most of us kind of glaze over it. We tend to be very vague. Well, I just want to help people, or I just want to make enough, or I just want to do what I love, which are all great starts. However, in order to create what you want, you really have to get crystal clear on what that is. And since we're talking about numbers, that means you have to have money in mind. So let's make this question a little less scary. I want you to write down, what do you want to create with your business in the next 6 months? And there better be a number in there. Now, I want this number to be based off of you. Not what you think you can do, not what you think you deserve, not what your significant other is making. I don't want you to base this off of anything. Don't get caught up in the how. Just write down, what do you want to make in the next 6 months? Because the cool thing about this is that this is what's going to give us direction. This isn't a deadline. This isn't something where if you don't hit, you failed. this is something that is going to point us. This is what I call our true north. This is our North Star. This is what's going to help you and I create a plan of action, reverse back to where we know that every single day you are taking steps toward that. You may hit it in 6 months, you may hit it in 2, you may hit it in 9. I'm not gonna guarantee when you're gonna hit it, but I'm gonna definitely guarantee if you put this plan into place, you will hit it and go beyond, because this is something that's going to continuously help you check into your business and ensure that you are always doing what you want.
Okay.
Now that we've established that, let's move on to point number 2. Tame your time. You have full say on how you spend the time that you have. I'm going to say that again. You have full say on how you spend the time that you have. I know a few of you are probably rolling your eyes and you're probably saying, well, you don't know my life. You don't know what I've got. You're right. I don't. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, you choose every single day how to spend your time. Yes, some of those things you have to legally, like take care of your children, you know, do pay your bills, right? Like things you have to do that will have dire consequences. However, there are so many actions that we don't even think twice about that is robbing profit out of our pockets. How many of you right now are procrastinators? Hi, my name is Mel. I'm a recovering procrastinator. A lot of us think it's par for the course, right? We think that procrastination is just, it's just part of who we are. I thrived on procrastination. I did very well when I procrastinated, but that didn't mean I was doing my best. And there's two ways that we actually procrastinate. There's the subconscious way and there's the conscious way. Now the subconscious way is when we actually say yes to things that are not aligned within our business or with what we want. So I want you to take a second right now. And in the last week, I want you to write down how much time did you spend on something that was outside, that was not aligned with your goals or with your business. So this is something that actually took you away from something that could have helped you gain profit or gain traction in your business. I'm gonna take a quick sip of water while you think about that. And we're gonna come back to it, so just wait. It's so easy to say yes to things when we aren't crystal clear on what we want. It's super easy to do. And this actually can lead to overwhelm and overextension. I see it all the time with my clients. Typically when they meet me, they have just been telling everybody what they do and I'm taking anything that has to remotely do with their business just so they can make a couple extra bucks. But instead of gaining traction and being profitable and successful, they are actually poorer in mind, body, and spirit because they are completely overextended for probably a quarter or less of what they should be charging. When you know how valuable your time is, that's going to really help you get crystal clear on how you can push that value or create that value with others within your pricing. But first, you have to get crystal clear on the time that you have. Mind shift is an amazing thing. I'm sure you're going to hear this with a lot of the instructors that you're going to watch in the next few days. But it's really true. The fact that you have the strength to notice that you have full say on the time, on how to spend the time that you have, then it shifts how you actually look at your day. Instead of waking up and going, oh man, I have all these things to do and I have no time. What if you looked at it this way? Okay, I have this time. What do I want to do to fill it? Because you have full say, right? But that say isn't going to come to you unless you're crystal clear on what you want. So this is all flowing together. So now that we've taken a minute and seen where your time is going, and this is an exercise that you can definitely expand on by really, you know, looking at your daily schedule and seeing, okay, where is my time going every single day and what can I shift? Let's move on to the next point. And the next point is, after you've tamed your time, you've got to start prioritizing your tasks. All the to-do list. Everybody's either like go-to or just bane of existence, right? And I could do a whole nother talk on to-do lists, but I'm not going to go quite that far today. However, there is a way that I'm going to show you how to structure your to-do list today that is going to really help you get crystal clear and really tame your time. Because the things on your goal list that are connected to what you want aren't necessarily always going to fit in the time that you have. Your day is going to shift. I'm a primary caregiver to a special needs son. My day can shift on a dime, right? But every single day I know what I want to do today, the time that I have, and I just fit it in. As I tell my clients all the time, you have to schedule your priorities. Don't prioritize your schedule. Because that is a great way for you to still block that procrastination and help you actually get excited about your to-do list. Because how many of you right now, Dan, I don't know if this is you, have a to-do list that's like a million miles long and it's just so overwhelming you don't even know where to start.
Yep.
Right? So here's a way that we're going to shift that right now. Typically, this is how a to-do list is created. It's like, you know, send out the contracts, contact 5 clients, walk the dog, do the dishes, go grocery shopping. What are the things that we typically tend to do first?
The easy things.
Right? Walk the dog, do the dishes, go grocery shopping, because we like that sense of accomplishment. You can cross off the list. You're like, yeah, I'm being so productive. But none of those are going to help you build a profit. And at the end of the day, you know those things have to be done. The dishes are going to start to smell. You're going to start getting hungry. Your dog's going to start whining. Like, those things you know have to get done. So on my priority list and on my clients' priorities list, we don't combine business and personal. You have your business list. You have your personal list. And today we're focusing on your business. Your daily prioritized plan should only typically have 3 to 5 possibly things on it. In mine, I have my 2 do or dies. Because what this does is it really helps me then prioritize those in my schedule to where I know I ate that frog first, right? If anybody's read that book, Eat That Frog, great book.
Right.
And by knocking out those bigger things, even though they're slightly scarier, you actually have so much more energy and have such a larger feeling of accomplishment that you're going to have a ton more energy throughout the day. So it's really up to you, because remember, you have full say on how you spend the time that you have. And by prioritizing those bigger things first, and if they're too big and you don't have the time, is there a way that we can narrow it down a little bit more? So when things shift, so let's say you have your day scheduled, something came up, you know, client changed or your kid got sick or something. Instead of wasting time just complaining and bemoaning, which you have full permission to do, now you have a plan of action. You go, okay, so here's my priority list. Now here's the time that I have. What can I fit within that list so I can still continue to make steps towards my business and towards myself?
Right.
Right? It really is that simple, but you have to give yourself permission to take a breath and recognize that. Recognize that you have a plan and things can be broken down. You don't have to accomplish everything in one foul swoop.
Right.
There's not enough time in the day, right? At least, yes, there's 24 hours. Nobody wants to work 24 hours. That's not why we started our own business.
Right.
We want like the 4-hour work week, right? Like we want that ideal combination of business and pleasure. And you can have that if you prioritize your schedule or you schedule your priorities correctly. Right. Now, in taming your time, I talked about the subconscious procrastination, right? Now we're going to touch on the conscious, and I'm going to show you how this is affecting, literally, how this is affecting your bottom line. So in the last exercise, I asked you to write down how much time you spent last week on doing things that were not aligned with your business or took you away from your business. Now I want you to write down how much time last week, so in that same week, did you spend consciously procrastinating? This is when you're scrolling through Facebook when you know you should be making the phone calls. This is staring at the to-do list going, look, dishes. Like, where you consciously do not do what you want to do. I want you to write that number down. Now add those two numbers together. Mm-hmm. And that's how much time you are robbing yourself every single week. Now let's make this a little bit more interesting because this is about money, right? For those of you who charge by the hour or even just for your packages, you know how much you're bringing in an hour, times that by how much you make an hour. That's how much money you are robbing yourself out of your own pocket.
Wow.
Let's make it a little bit scarier. Let's times it by 4. That's how much you're out of a month. Now times it by 12. That's how much you are out of a year. Now, I'm not telling you that this is going to magically erase all of your procrastination.
Right.
I know. But if you just had a quarter of that back, look at how much time that would give you. Look how much money that would give you. What could you do with that? What bills could you pay off? What adventures could you have? What could you create for yourself by just having a quarter of that back?
Right?
It's so exciting. It's a little, you know, it's a little frightening of how much you're robbing yourself, but at the end of the day, just flipping it to, this is what I could be making.
Right.
If I would just get crystal clear on what I want, attain the time that I have, and prioritize it correctly.
Love it.
Right? It's so exciting. So now let's get into the like meat and potatoes of it. Now we're going to start constructing our plan. The first thing is first, you have to know that this is customizable. We are such an all or nothing culture. We want that one diet that works for everybody. We want that one book that magically speaks to everybody. We want that one magical phrase that will give us a 6-figure, 7-figure business. At the end of the day, it's not there. The magic pill or the magic quote is actually within you. You have everything inside of you to answer the call of your soul. You just have to find it and customize it. That's what I love about this quote unquote system. I call it a system because that's, you know, in basis what it is. Mm-hmm. But it's customizable. It's customizable to what you want. It's customizable to how much time you have. It's customizable to what are the priorities on your list. Every single day, it doesn't have to be this cookie cutter thing where, you know, if one thing gets shot, your entire day is ruined. Right. This is an amazing customizable tool where you can go, okay, now this is the time that I have, if any. Maybe you don't have any today. That's fine. Then rearrange tomorrow. This is what's on my list. And now this is what I can accomplish to where you're still consistently working on your business and building yourself. A perfect example of this is when I was working with one of my amazing clients who is a travel agent. She takes people all over the world on tours and so on and so forth. And she realized that last summer, she was only going to be able to work 50 out of the next 120 days. She has bills to pay. She was slightly freaking out. So what we did is we got crystal clear on what she wanted to make within those 50 days. We wrote down all 50 days that she could work. And then within those days, what can she do to continue to make that money? And she had a goal of making at least $2,000 a month just to like stay afloat. Well, because she had this simple plan of action to where she could come to work, knock it out, not only could she go on these trips and enjoy every single minute of it stress-free, she actually ended up making an average of $6,000 a month.
Wow.
That's how amazing this is. Like how powerful this is when you are simply laser focused on those do or dies, this is what I need to do, and fashion everything around it, you can create so much and still enjoy your life. You don't have to be stuck somewhere, right? You don't have to be working 48 hours. It's not this badge of honor. That's really just you being procrastinating and completely being overwhelmed, not laser focused.
Right.
So all of that shows you that this final step, this is the kicker. This is what separates the successful people from the not so much. And that is putting it into action.
Got it.
You have got to put this to action, right? So many of us go to these conferences. We read these books. We can quote Jim Rohn or Darren Hardy or anybody up the wazoo. But we're not putting those into action for ourselves.
Right.
These things, and maybe not every single thing that I talk about or that's going to be on my resource is going to connect with you, and that's fine. But what I want you to do is take the pieces that do and add it to the routine that you already have created and put it into action, because that is what's truly going to help you create the business, the money, and the life that you want. Is when you get crystal clear on what you want, you tame the time that you have, prioritize it correctly, and put it into to action, because you are the singular most important person in your life and in your business, and you need to prioritize correctly.
Awesome. I love it.
So that is, in a short version, my 5-point profit priority plan.
I love it, Mel. And I know you also have a free gift for our audience that is going to help them with exactly that.
Yes, I do. I have my Prioritize Your Profits checklist. Now, it does say 13 powerful steps. However, this isn't to overwhelm you where you're like, oh man, I have to add 13 more. No. What these steps are continuing resources to help you get back on track to that profit priority plan. It's ways to help you flip your mindset. So what I use this resource for, and what my clients do as well, is they see where they're getting stuck. And there is a point in that checklist that will help you get just readjust, reapply, and move on, so you can continue to create what you want to create in the time that you have. So that is available. And then, you know, also me as well. There's many ways that you can get in touch with me. It's my website, Instagram, LinkedIn, email. But this has been such an amazing, amazing 20 minutes, though very quick 20 minutes. And I'm just so grateful and honored that you all have allowed me to be a part of your journey. So thank you.
Thank you, Mel. Thank you for taking the time to be with us and share that. I was taking all sorts of notes. I can't wait.
I love it.
Action. I'm all about the notes.
And me too.
To all of you watching, thank you. Thank you so much for being here. I would love to hear, and so would Sharina, all about what was your biggest takeaway from what Mel shared today. And hit reply on the email that you received this interview with and let us know so that we can pass it on to Mel, because I know she'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was as well. And the link for the free gift is in your email and will be on the speaker page as well. So I can't wait to hear what you've created out of what Mel shared today. Thank you so much for joining us, and I'll be back in your email inbox tomorrow.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.